Governor,
last question. Your
personal judgment, is there a benefit to this?
My personal judgment is what you're seeing is a major kerfuffle to try to change people's, change not only the public's focus of attention over something that is in this corner, and to ignore what just has happened right here. 300,000 people don't have health care. $2 billion of our taxpayer dollars are headed off to Washington, D.C., and political excuses making up is preventing the discussion of what is the most important public policy issue facing this legislature. We don't need to continue to have them to make up excuses. I did what I did today to make sure that folks involved in the CCW area would not be seen. Those aren't necessary for the security, my sense of security and privacy. But there are real and significant security and privacy issues with people's records. And they should be treated with respect as there. When we're asked to give data out to make sure that someone who has a conviction for a crime, that they shouldn't be alone with senior citizens, or they shouldn't be in a child care center, you're darn right we want to make sure those records are right, and we want to have those convictions entered. And those have been laws passed in this building over the last 50 years. But to have the entirety of what's going on here, the most significant public policy issue I've faced in 26 years, be pulled away for a few questions so that they can divert the attention of the public from what needs to get done over the next 5 weeks, it's time folks got back to work here and focused on what needs to get done. And what needs to get done is we need to get $2 billion down. We need to get downward pressure on health care premiums. We need to improve and reform Medicaid. That is the key issue of this session. Thanks, guys.
Do you think that there is a governor?